The Buddha talks about different results of concentration. There's the concentration that results in a pleasant abiding here and now, and that sort of an idiom that is used in the suttas, so that pleasant abiding here and now, of dwelling in meditation, peaceful meditations, and settled states of consciousness. In particular, the four jhanas are, that's the description, the pleasant abiding here and now. And that's a result of concentration. It's a necessary goal to be setting for oneself. How do I abide peacefully and pleasantly in the here and now with these states of consciousness that are very positive, very bright, very very settled? And that, because it just is it rejuvenates and freshens the mind to be peaceful, to concentrate, to settle. And whatever attempt and effort that we put in toward that is, you know, it's bearing fruit. It's something that is, you know, let's say, it's a good thing. In is the inherent benefit of turning to that which is peaceful, whether or not they, or to what degree the mind is able to settle, that, you know, it still is a you know, whatever steps along the way we make. Those are very fruitful, very beneficial. They give us the opportunity to really experience peace and well-being. Another result that the Buddha gives of concentration is knowledge and vision, and these are. When the mind is concentrated and settled, very settled, and takes a perception of light, and takes that settled mind, it's able to gain knowledge and vision into things, and it's a capacity of the mind. It's just knowing that is possible in there. A monk one of the senior forest masters, Lumpa Put, he's passed away a couple of years ago. He was really skilled in meditation. He was very skilled in various psychic powers. And but anyway, he said when he was a novice, meditating and doing his studies, his Dhamma studies, then what he would do would be to put his mind onto into states of stillness and brightness, direct attention to the question of, you know, what's going to be on the exam? And it'd come up in his mind what all the questions were that were going to be on the exams. And then he knew what to study. So then he'd go, he's never had any problems with his studies. So that he said he always, when he teaches meditation, and particularly to school groups and school kids, he always tells them that. He says, really get them motivated to practice meditation. Because it has results can happen like that. One can have knowledge of such things. So it's, you know, it's a capacity of the mind. It's a possible result of concentration. You know, whether you know, depending on the person, it. You know, it can be used skillfully or not used skillfully, but it is a possibility. Let's say the third result of concentration is called mindfulness and alertness. So that one uses the concentration to then direct attention to the mindfulness and alertness of experience. And that, again, because the mind can absorb in many different ways, it has potential in for different things, and it doesn't necessarily mean just because one is the mind is able to concentrate that there is a great degree of real sharp mindfulness and alertness. And the Buddha talks of this as the mindfulness and alertness of the knowing feelings as they arise, knowing feelings as they persist, knowing feelings as they subside, knowing perceptions as they arise, knowing perceptions as they persist, knowing perceptions as they subside. Knowing thoughts as they arise, knowing thoughts as they persist, knowing thoughts as they subside. And if one doesn't, if one just looks superficially at it, that one thinks, well, so what's the big deal? You know, it's obvious that the problem of being stuck in samsara is because we're actually not mindful and alert to the implications of our feelings, our perceptions, of our thoughts, and it takes a great degree of concentration, of settledness, to have that knowledge, that clear mindfulness and alertness as it's happening, as they're arising, as they're persisting, as they're subsiding. And because we're conditioned beings, and we're prey to these conditions. And the conditions, the conditioning that is always going on is within that realm of the feelings, perceptions, thoughts, and we keep spinning in samsara with these as the motivating factors, motivating forces, so that to be able to be mindful and alert to these phenomena, so that we're able to maintain and sustain this degree of clarity and presence. The last result of concentration that the Buddha talks about is the say concentration, which is for the ending of the asavas, of the taints, and the mode of how that is accomplished, or the way the Buddha talks about it, is just that being able to seeing the five khandhas as, you know, this is, say, this is form, this is its arising, this is its passing away, this is feeling, this is perception, this is sankhara, this is consciousness, seeing these as just the five khandhas, and seeing this is just a khandha, this is not me, this is not mine, this is not I'm not afflicted from it from the outside of the world, this is not something that is one is creating a self view about. This is a khanda, this is form, this is feeling, this is perception, this is sankhara, this is vijnana, this is consciousness, this is its arising, this is its passing away. And that concentration, when it's directed in that way, is the concentration that leads to the ending of the asavas, ending of the taints. So that there are these, you know, we develop the concentration, we develop the settling of the mind, and we need to be skilled and experienced in how to go about that. But then we also have to be skilled and experienced in how to use that, how to apply it, where to direct it, and what's useful at a particular time. When is it useful to direct attention to a pleasant abiding here and now? When is it useful to really apply that faculty of stillness towards mindfulness and alertness? How do we direct that concentration in a way that we can be bringing the asavas, the taints, to an end?